At this Sunday's Academy Awards, 12 Years a Slave and Gravity are expected to be the frontrunners for Best Picture. But there are seven other films nominated for the award, and Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr says at least one of them deserves the prize as much, if not possibly more. In fact, Ty says that there are nominated films and performances that are worth your attention, even if he thinks they won't carry the label Oscar winner come Sunday night. And Ty Burr joins us in the studio to talk about some of them. Ty, great to see you as always.
Thanks for having me here.
Okay, so first of all, let's start off with Best Picture. It seems like the heavy favorites are 12 Years a Slave and Gravity, as we've talked about, but what do you think?
American Hustle as a dark horse sneak. Those three are definitely the front runners. But you've got nine films. I have been saying all Oscar season, that this was a really good year for film. And you have nine excellent films, any of which could have been a front runner in another year. And for me, the one that I would really love people to go out and see, and I don't think it's going to win any major awards, but it's a terrific film, is Her, set 10 years into the future about a young man who falls in love with his operating system. The young man's played by Joaquin Phoenix. The operating system is played by Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. And here's a scene where the operating system is talking about what makes her real or not.
I was thinking about the other things I've been feeling, and I caught myself feeling proud of that, you know, proud of having my own feelings about the world, like the times I was worried about you, and things that hurt me, things I want. And then I had this terrible thought. Like, are these feelings even real? Or are they just programming?
This is a movie, I think, that is going to be increasingly relevant as the years roll on, especially to a younger generation.
And yet you don't think that it's going to walk away with the Best Picture Award, and why is that?
Well, in part because 12 Years a Slave has just been a juggernaut. It, you know, addresses very serious issues of history. It's impeccably crafted, beautifully acted. It just has the momentum, and it has had the momentum. And there are other films that have momentum as well. One of the side effects of widening the Best Picture nomination slate to more than five films is you get a lot of worthy films in there, hopefully, but some of which don't stand a chance of having that momentum.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to talking about some of the acting performances, Ty. In the Best Actor categories, Matthew McConaughey and Cate Blanchett seems to be consensus favorites for their roles in Dallas Buyers Club and Blue Jasmine, respectively. Great performances, but you've got other favorites as well.
Well, there are performances that I hope people go out and see because they're rich, they're unusual, they're moving. In the Best Actress category, Judi Dench is nominated. Judi Dench is always nominated. And in Philomena, she plays a elderly woman based on a real character who is dealing with a tragedy in her life, and she plays it so life-size that it becomes really quite moving. She does not condescend to the character. She does not make it unduly dramatic. She just renders it so perfectly sized that you come away more than ever impressed by her gift. Here's a scene where she is talking with the journalist played by Steve Coogan about the son she gave up for adoption.
All these years wondering whether Anthony was in trouble or in prison or goodness knows where. But as long as I didn't know, I could always tell myself he was happy somewhere and that he was doing all right.
Don't upset yourself.
And what about on the Best Actor side?
Well, it is the year of the McConaissance, as in the Renaissance, the comeback of Matthew McConaughey, and he gives a terrific performance. I do kind of have a soft spot for Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, a movie that has been criticized fairly heavily. It's been quite controversial for reasons I don't necessarily disagree with, but it's a performance that is just so exuberant and so over the top, and we're used to seeing him more controlled. DiCaprio tends to rein things in. This one, he just lets go. I don't think we have a clip because I don't think there's one that's even remotely quotable.
On the radio,
yes.
Exactly. Well, so let's talk a bit for a second about Best Supporting Actor, because you were talking about the year of the McConaissance regarding Matthew McConaughey. But in Dallas Buyers Club, Jared Leto has also been considered a favorite for his role as the transvestite AIDS patient Rayon. But you've got another favorite in this category as well, Ty.
Well, Michael Fassbender is this insanely talented actor who plays characters that are not nice people, and he plays them without a shred of vanity. Often when you have actors playing villainous characters, there's something going on to let you know that they're not really like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't go there. Here, as the plantation owner in 12 Years a Slave, he is nominated, but the performance is just so deeply evil that I don't think he's going to. I think he scares people.
Uh-huh.
I think his characters put off voters because nothing. He's not interested in redemption. I think he's that honest an actor. I hope someday he wins an Oscar or awards just to have it on his shelf. I actually, in the long run, you know, like a lot of actors, he probably doesn't care that much, although the attention is great. But I just hope he's not one of these people that gets to the end of his life and they give him an honorary award and that's it.
Well, this does seem to be the year of 12 Years a Slave because we also have a major nomination in the Best Supporting Actress category. One of the front runners there seems to be newcomer Lupita Nyong'o for her role as Patsy in that movie.
That's right, and it's a terrific performance. And this, and particularly in this category, supporting actress, they love to award newcomers. I do want to point out a performance by somebody who's not a newcomer, quite the opposite, June Squibb in Nebraska, who plays Bruce Dern's termagant shrew of a wife who speaks her mind. And this is an actress she's in her 80s. If she wins, I believe she'll be the oldest winner in the category ever. She's been a professional actress all her life, doing commercial, stage, what have you. Here she is, you know, in the toward the end of her career. The spotlight is on her, and it's a terrific, just hilarious performance. We have a clip here of her touring the local cemetery with her son and sort of pointing out the family history.
Where's your family?
Oh, they're over in the Catholic cemetery. Catholics wouldn't be caught dead around all these damn Lutherans.
It's a terrific performance in a very, very moving film that's funny and deep and resonant, and I hope people see the film. It's the kind of performance that's really going to last long beyond Oscar night.
Even just that little clip seems impossible to forget.
Yeah.
So, Ty, any other worthy nominees that you want people to root for on Sunday night?
Like I said, it's a good year. I don't want to point out people who don't belong. I'm hoping The Great Beauty from Italy wins Best Foreign Language Film. I'd love to see Amy Adams win Best Actress as well, but I think it's Cate Blanchett's year and has been since Blue Jasmine came out. In the end, it's a popularity contest. All of these films, all of these performances are worthy. They should all be seen. The nice thing about where we live now is that you can stream these films. You can see them very easily, much more easily than we used to be able to.
Ty Burr is film critic for the Boston Globe, and we've been talking about Oscar-nominated films and performances that he loves but maybe won't walk away with the statue on Sunday. Ty, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Magda.
Well, those are Ty's picks, but is there a movie that you loved and isn't necessarily in Oscar contention? I thought All Is Lost with Robert Redford was tremendous, and one suggestion from Colleen Hughes on our Facebook page is The Way, Way Back. So share your thoughts about your movie favorites of this year at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. You're listening to Here and Now.